Justice for All is a legal thriller and a novel of young people overcoming personal and family difficulties and falling in love. But it is, throughout, a thoroughly wholesome Christian novel. Novels in this genre, a burgeoning niche market, in fact, are rarely reviewed by mainstream reviewers who are understandably timid about evaluating the elements of faith in the novel. One can, however, discuss the novel in terms of story and characters, and Justice holds up pretty well. The novel is set in a small Alabama town on the decline, a poor and rural place where many live in trailers, single and double-wide. The place is called, with nice irony, I think, Clear Point, Alabama. K.D. Jennings lives in a trailer with her mom, Lydia, who is bipolar and a handful. She has attempted suicide, sometimes doesn't leave her darkened bedroom for days, and when manic, might order thousands of dollars worth of stuff from the home shopping network. KD's dad has deserted them, and she cannot forgive him. KD is extraordinarily bright, working her way through an undistinguished law school and clerking for Ezra Ingram, a struggling one-man firm. KD has beautiful curly blonde hair, but is a tad overweight and has low self-esteem, which makes her feel nervous and unworthy when fellow law student and preppy demigod Trip Folsom, complete with dimple, shows an interest. The two will court, but readers should know that although they're in their late 20s, physical intimacy will stop at hand-holding and a few passionate kisses. As with sex, so with overt violence, it's offstage. Tripp's parents were killed earlier in a car wreck, so both youngsters have had hard times. They share the belief that enduring such pain would be impossible without faith. Within a few pages, the major issue of the novel is announced. High school football star Bo Murdoch, son of Buck and Shelley Ann Murdoch, died in the ER after collapsing in practice on a cruelly hot Alabama day. As the back cover tells us, Tripp's uncle is the doctor being sued. The Murdochs reluctantly decided to sue, engaging Ezra Ingram. Their reluctance is only increased when Shelley Ann's Bible group discusses the question of Christian forgiveness. If the Murdochs truly forgive the coach, the doctor, the hospital, is it not hypocritical to pursue a lawsuit? It is decided that worldly accountability and justice are not incompatible with Christian thought. KD concludes, quote, "The free will of man mandated the existence of laws, and the subjectivity of a judge or jury mandated lawyers," end quote. Good thing, otherwise there could be no courtroom climax. KD, a young woman of strong ethical feelings, will not settle for just winning the suit. She thinks lawyering should be in the pursuit of justice for all, and so there is, as one would expect, a fair and happy ending. Justice for All is, as advertised, Christian storytelling, not for everyone, but sure to satisfy its intended readers. And, happily, KD likes lawyer jokes. What do lawyers call a lawyer with an IQ of 70? A judge. What should you do if you find yourself on a desert island with Hitler, Attila the Hun, and a lawyer, and you have a gun with only two bullets? Shoot the lawyer twice.